If things are important to you, you have to find the time to make them happen in your life. And only you know when you're being true to yourself and saying, I actually don't have the time to do this, or you're just using that as an excuse because it's one that you've created in your life that you've given yourself permission to believe for a really, really long time. So again, I encourage you, the next time that you're ready to say, I don't have the time to fill in the blank, I really encourage you to say, it's just not a big enough priority in my life for me to find the time to do it. Take that ownership, take that responsibility. This is your life. If you want it, you have to find the time to make it happen. Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder of the Join Jessica XO social platforms, weight loss influencer, recovered binge eater, motivational speaker, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a pep talk that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, then you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's get started. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I want to start, of course, by saying thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I appreciate you being here. I love you so, so much. I hope that you are feeling fabulous. I am having a really different week than most. My husband is home on a staycation this week, and we were supposed to be in Jamaica on vacation, and we were so excited to be there celebrating me leaving my job, and it's my husband's birthday tomorrow, and it was just going to be like a huge celebration. But unfortunately, we decided to cancel our trip because COVID is just on the increase, and it didn't feel like the responsible thing for us to do to be traveling. So here we are at home having a staycation. And well, my husband is having a staycation. I'm always home now because I'm working for myself, which is incredible. And I'm celebrating 1 month and one day now of being a full-time entrepreneur, and I finally feel like I am adjusting to a new routine. It has been definitely an adjustment, but I'm feeling really, really good. Another thing, which kind of is going to lead me into what I want to talk about with you today, is can you believe that we are nearing, or are we at? I don't know. I should have checked, but we are nearing 50 episodes of this podcast, and that is just crazy to me. And I'm so excited. Over 100,000 downloads on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who listen to this podcast, but I cannot believe that I'm nearing, number one, we just celebrated the 1 year anniversary, nearing 50 episodes of this podcast. And it blows my mind because for so long, I put doing this off for a number of reasons. I bought my mic and I had all of the things and I did the research and I figured out how to do it and all of it, right? I knew what to do, but I just wasn't doing it. And I find that for so many of us, when it comes to creating change in our lives, we know, like, in our mind and in our gut, and we know what we're supposed to be doing in order to achieve the result that we desire. But a lot of times there are a number of limiting beliefs that stand in our way. And one of the biggest ones, beyond fear, that I think is like the biggest one, and that's not what we're talking about today, but another one that I think really, really stands in the way of us doing the things that we said we were going to do is this. And I know you've said it before, and I know you probably still say it from time to time, and it's okay because you're human, and I say it from time to time too. I'm not perfect, but the truth is, this limiting belief is one that has to go. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Okay. The limiting belief that I think you really, really need to let go of is, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I'm so busy. Do you see my schedule? It is jam-packed. I just don't have the time. And while that may be true for some of you, I'm not going to say that there aren't things sometimes that we just don't have the time to do. Yes, sometimes that is the reality. But what I find most often is that it has become a really, really valid excuse in our own minds. And we really, really believe that we don't have the time. But I like to shift my language and take responsibility. And it feels really, really different when we go from saying, I don't have the time, to saying this. What I say I don't have the time to do is just not a priority in my life. And that takes responsibility and puts the ownership back into your lap. And that doesn't really feel very good, but I think sometimes it's necessary for us to create that shift in language so that we can take ownership and we can really say, it's just not a priority to me. It's not important enough for me to find the time to do it. I don't value this enough to find the time in my schedule. Because while, yes, you may lead a very, very busy and crazy and hectic life, I truly believe in my core that we find time for the things that are priorities in our lives, and we find time for the things that we value. And when I say find time, I mean, is there a 5 or 10 minute pocket in your day where you can be fitting in something that is really, really important to you? And I think a good analogy to use here that I have found really helpful is if you think back to maybe the beginning of a relationship, if you're in a committed relationship now, or maybe you're married, if you think back to when you met your spouse, even if you had a really crazy life, even if you had a million things going on, developing that relationship was really important to you. So you would find the time to get on the phone, or you would find the time to go on the date, or you would find the time to have the conversations, or you would find the time to have him over and cook him dinner or whatever, right? Because you valued that relationship, and because it was really, really important for you to build on that, no matter how hectic life felt, you created the time because it was a priority and because you really, really valued it. And I think that when it comes down to, I know that when it comes down to us creating change in our lives, we simply don't value the things that we say we're going to do enough to actually make them a priority. And we also live with these beliefs that if I'm not doing it all, right, like especially when it comes to health and fitness, if I'm not working out for 60 minutes a day, 6 days a week, then it doesn't matter. Or if I don't have the time to read an entire book every week, then it just doesn't matter. Or if I don't have the time to listen to every podcast episode consistently of this podcast, then it just doesn't matter. And all of those are false beliefs that you have. Every single effort that you make towards feeling better in your life and towards creating change and towards creating the outcome that you want for your life, every effort matters. So 5 or 10 minutes of movement 3 days a week, it matters. Reading 5 or 10 pages of a book a few days a week, it matters. Popping on the podcast instead of the music while you're in the car, it matters. But we tend to believe that if we're not doing it all, then we shouldn't do anything. And that's something that we really need to work through. But I want to talk to you just a little bit today about time management, because I think that when we learn to better manage our time and we feel more in control of our schedule, we tend to realize that, okay, I do actually have the time. I can find the time, and we can take that ownership back and we can take that power back and we can say, this is important enough to me. Because the truth is, right, like only you know when you're being completely honest. And that's why developing self-awareness is so, so important, because only you know when you're being so truthful and that I don't have the time is actually really, really valid, and your schedule does not permit for you to find a little bit of time in your day to do the things that you say you want to do. And you know, and I say this with a loving heart, when you're full of shit. You know when you're full of shit. You know when you're like, oh, I just don't have the time, but really you're spending 2 hours a day scrolling on Instagram. Or, oh, I don't have the time, but you're binge watching the episodes of whatever, Schitt's Creek, I don't know. you know when you're being truthful with yourself about whether or not you actually can find the time, and you know when you're bullshitting yourself. And that's why developing self-awareness and having the ability to have those conversations with yourself is so, so important, because without that self-awareness and without your ability to call yourself out and say, hey, like, you could be doing more, you can find the time here, you're never going to make that shift and make that change. So that's something that's really, really important. But I wanted to share a few things that have helped me with time management, because I have a busy schedule too, and I have a lot going on in my life, and I'm juggling a lot of different things. And I make sure that I make the time for my non-negotiables in my life. So that's one of the first things I would recommend for you, is figuring out what are your non-negotiables? What are the things that you're like, okay, no matter how my day is going to go, these are the top things that are a priority in my life. And for me, those things are me filling my own cup, taking care of myself, and making sure that I am my best before I start giving to other people. So that's my own personal development. That's my own journaling in the morning and my self-reflection. And that's my movement at least 5 to 6 days a week, because that's something that's really, really important for me beyond my body. It's important for me for my physical health and my mental health. So figure out what are your non-negotiables and make sure that those things are top priority for you. And sometimes that may boil down to you having to wake up a little bit earlier in the morning so you can fit those things in. And that was why I started my early mornings, because at the end of the day, I found myself making excuses and I was like, oh, I'm really tired. Like I just don't feel like doing this right now. And then before I knew it, it was 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And I'm like, well, now I don't have the time. So I had to make some sacrifices and adjustments within my schedule to make sure that I was fitting in my non-negotiables, because they were important to me. And they're important to me because they make a difference in how I feel about myself. And so much of what you want to achieve in your life, you desire it because you think that in achieving it, you're going to feel better. And when you're filling your own cup and taking care of yourself, the truth is you're going to begin to feel better. So for me, filling my cup, taking care of me are my non-negotiables. And that means getting them done first thing in the morning. And when I had to, that meant waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, or 5 o'clock in the morning, or 5:30 in the morning, however my schedule needed. I made sure that those things were my priority first thing in the morning. Does it mean that it's always fun? Of course not. Of course not. But I think the thing is, we tend to desire everything to feel easy and everything to feel fun and everything to always feel like, oh yeah, I really want to do this, I'm so motivated. And when we don't, we think that there's something wrong with us. And we're like, oh, well, this doesn't feel good. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. But the truth is, creating change in your life is not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be easy, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth it. It's so worth it. Every sacrifice that I've made to become the woman that I am today has been so incredibly worth it. And it's worth it for you too, to make those sacrifices and figure out, how can I make sure that my non-negotiables become something that I'm doing and committed to every single day of my life, or as often as possible? The second thing that is really, really beneficial is figuring out what your priority is for the day. So beyond your non-negotiables, figuring out, what are the things right now in my life that are priorities to me? What needs to be done today? What is like top priority? What is the thing that I really, really value that I know I desire to get done today? And make sure that that's at the top of your list, because you want to make sure that you're getting all of the things done, right? Or we desire to get all of the things done, but we continue to put off things that are priorities, and then we feel overwhelmed. And feeling overwhelmed isn't a good way to be feeling in your life. You don't deserve to feel overwhelmed. The third thing that I would encourage you to do is think about what's distracting you. How are you spending your free time? Like, what are you actually doing in the moments where you don't have anything going on? When you have a 30-minute break between calls with clients, or when you have an hour before bed, or when you have an hour lunch break from work, what are the things that you're actually doing in your downtime? And how do those things make you feel about yourself? Do they make you feel good? Are they filling your cup and making you feel like, oh yeah, I'm achieving something here? Or are you really resting in a way because you need to, but take a look at what are you actually doing with your free time and analyze that and think about what are the things that are distracting you from doing the things that you said you were going to do. How many times do you pick up your phone during the day when you were saying, oh, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to give an hour of my time to this. But 45 minutes of that hour, you're scrolling on your phone because you keep picking it up and putting it down. We're so easily distracted. So make sure that you're avoiding distractions when you have that free time or that time that you're saying, I'm going to commit to doing something. Make sure that you're doing that distraction free, because the more attention you can give to the task at hand, the more you're going to get done. And when you're trying to continually switch tasks and you're interrupted by the social media messages or the emails or the friends on Facebook, whatever it is, avoid those distractions. And then the final thing that I would encourage you to do when managing your time is stop trying to avoid away the thing that you keep thinking about. And I say this all the time, you have to either do it or don't do it, but you have to stop just thinking about it. And you can't avoid away the thing that you continue to think about. If you feel in your heart and in your gut and in your mind that you want to do something, or you want to work towards achieving something in your life, you can't avoid away those feelings. Continuing to put it off and say later, 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 it's still there. And if you can just commit to a few minutes of working on the task or the thing that you really desire to do or get done, you're going to start to feel so much better. But avoidance anxiety is a real thing. And we continue to avoid, 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 and we try not to think about it. And then we think about it and we're not doing the work, but we keep thinking about it. And then what happens is ultimately we just feel terrible about ourselves because we're desiring something, but we're not doing the work to achieve the thing. And when there's that incongruence within yourself where you're desiring something, but you're not showing up and doing the work, that's what creates the negative feelings that we feel within ourselves. Achieving the goal is cool and it's fun, and doing the thing and having the thing and getting the thing, that's cool. But the biggest thing that comes with that, the biggest win that comes with you achieving the goal, is that you did what you said you were going to do. There is so much power in making a commitment to yourself and simply following through. But what happens so often of the time is we say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get up early and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and it's going to be all good. And then we wake up the next day and we find ourselves distracted and overwhelmed and putting off and avoiding. And there's that incongruence within ourselves where we don't feel like, oh, I'm doing what I said I was going to do. And we lose respect for ourselves and we lose trust for ourselves and all of these things that make us feel down about ourselves. And we think it's because we didn't achieve the goal. But the truth is, it's just because you're not doing what you said you were going to do. If things are important to you, you have to find the time to make them happen in your life. And only you know when you're being true to yourself and saying, I actually don't have the time to do this, or you're just using that as an excuse because it's one that you've created in your life that you've given yourself permission to believe for a really, really long time. So again, I encourage you, the next time that you're ready to say, I don't have the time to fill in the blank, I really encourage you to say, it's just not a big enough priority in my life for me to find the time to do it. Take that ownership, take that responsibility. This is your life. If you want it, you have to find the time to make it happen. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. The people who are achieving things that they desire, it's not because they have all of the free time in the world. It's because they're creating the time in their schedule. They're managing their time appropriately. They're figuring out non-negotiables for themselves. They're setting priorities. They're avoiding distractions. They're looking at their free time and they're saying, what am I actually doing with this time? And then they're making better use of it. Think about what's important to you. Think about what's required of you to get there. And then do those things. Make it work in your schedule, because if you value it, if it's important to you, I know in my heart that you're going to find the time to do it, but it's likely that it's just not a priority for you. Okay? Keep these things in mind. You can find the time. Let's let go of that limiting belief that you don't have the time. You will make the time for the things that you value. I love you so, so much, and I will talk to you on the next episode. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the inspiration coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, head over to JoinJessicaXO on Instagram for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. I love you so, so much. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, live today with a grateful heart and remember, you're not only worthy, but incredibly capable of creating the life you desire.